In the face of state funding that is systemically inequitable, the superintendent of Erie Public Schools has proposed the possibility of shutting down all city high schools and sending students to the better-resourced suburban districts. As Keystone Crossroads' Kevin McCory reports, this would amount to a major race and class integration effort.
In the waning days of the school year, a group of students at Strong Vincent High School sat around a large wooden table in the library, talking about how they feel their school is perceived out in the suburbs. Nathan Stevens, a white junior, was one of the first to chime in.
We're a city school, and the surrounding districts are higher income, and they always think that they're better than us. That's just how it works around here.
Whitney Henderson, an African-American sophomore, spoke next.
Everybody thinks that it's a ghetto school, or that the people that go here are dumb or, bad.
Yeah. Based on what?
Stereotypes. Yeah, stereotypes.
This conversation has become especially pertinent as the city district studies the possibility of closing all of its high schools and busing students to the surrounding districts. Superintendent Jay Badams has floated this idea as a way to ensure that the kids get a fair education in the midst of chronic budget shortfalls.
This is the sixth consecutive year of cutting budgets. If we have to cut things like sports, art, music, We're taking away from students who already have fewer opportunities than their peers in surrounding school districts here in Erie County. So for us, this is as much an equity issue as it is a financial issue.
But the proposal has made waves, and the racial and socioeconomic math is hard to ignore. Erie is by far the poorest district in the county, and 57% of its students are minorities. No other district in the area exceeds 12%. It's a dynamic that Erie City students know well. Again, Whitney Henderson, who here references one suburban district and another suburban high school.
If I went to Harbor Creek or if I went to McDowell, I'd feel like an outcast because of my skin color, because I'm black, and everybody that goes there is pretty much white.
In a cozy coffee shop in suburban Erie, Mill Creek School District mom Janine Mattern says she'd welcome the city students into her district, but acknowledges that's not the mindset of many others.
I get a little bit upset when I hear other parents that are against it totally because they don't want Erie City kids. Okay, well now you're almost trying to put a racial spin on it, and that to me is wrong. You know what? They're children. I don't care what color, what ethnic background, what social background, they deserve a chance.
The superintendent in Mill Creek has said much the same. But the topic has been the subject of vitriol on social media, where some parents have disparaged Erie students and parents. Interview requests with those posters went unanswered, and recent headlines of city violence likely aren't warming them to the idea. Those in the suburbs willing to speak against the closure plan point to logistical concerns. Thomas Pendleton is a Mill Creek parent worried about class size issues.
There really isn't the capacity in the neighboring school districts to absorb 3,200 students.
State Rep Kurt Sunny, a Republican who represents a slew of other outlying districts, also argues against it.
Well, we can't let that happen. It's difficult on any student to have to bus them for miles to a strange new school with all new people. You know, it's tough.
But there are some who say that figuring out the logistics would actually be well worth the extra effort. Kimberly Quick is a policy associate at the Century Foundation, which advocates for school integration based on research that finds it's a major boon for low-income minorities.
If the outcomes and the benefits that a school can provide to the son of a janitor are tied to those to the son of a congressman, then they're more likely to get those resources, right?
And she argues suburban parents don't need to worry about a negative effect on their children.
It's really a misconception among higher income communities that poor and minority kids somehow disrupt the learning process of their wealthier children. There's no evidence that points to that.
The issue in Erie is even more complicated because of Pennsylvania's education funding policies, which have largely ignored the actual needs of students for the past 25 years. So although Erie is one of the state's most challenged districts, the state sends more money per pupil to most other districts in the county, wealthier ones that already have an easier time raising local funds.
the difference between the resources we have in the county compared to in here are just shocking.
Brian Polito is the chief financial officer for Erie Public Schools. Before, he held a similar position in a rural county district. To illustrate, he says, for instance, last year Erie spent $6,000 on its 18 libraries.
In the school district that I came from, which is just 12 miles down the road, we had three libraries, and our budget for library resources was almost $40,000.
It's based on examples like this that suburban parent Janine Mattern completely supports the stand that Superintendent Badhams has taken.
People need to get mad. People need to get loud. Because the more you just sit and let it happen, I think the more they figure, well, they're okay with that.
The entire prospect, though, begs a larger racial question. Would state leaders work to more quickly rectify the state's odd funding logic if the districts most negatively affected were a different color? Would Erie's crisis even be happening if it was a majority white district? I pose that to Whitney Henderson and her best friend Dominique Booker, both sophomores at Strong Vincent. Whitney speaks first and references three of Erie's high schools.
I don't think it would. I don't think if the majority of students that went to SV or that went to East or Central, if they're white, there'd be this problem.
Dominique wants to have a more hopeful outlook.
I'm like, I don't think so, but then that just questions. But I really don't know. It's a really hard question because you look and they have like more money, they have better stuff. But I don't want to think that way.
Kevin McCory, Keystone Crossroads.